Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
We're here at the 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and we are meeting so many friends from Israel, other ministries in Israel, and all kinds of companies. And so it's very nice to have with me today one of the volunteers from the Garden Tomb. Yes, the Garden Tomb there in Jerusalem. So it's one of the very special places, a lot of people's favorite place there in Jerusalem. So, Dennis, it's very nice to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. It's nice to be here.
So, Dennis, first, why don't you just describe for our listeners, what is the Garden Tomb? What am I referring to?
Okay. Well, the Garden Tomb is one of the holy sites located in Jerusalem. We're one of the holy sites that present where possibly the crucifixion, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ may have happened. So our lot is there is to volunteer as a guide. As visitors come, we get the privilege of showing them around the property and telling the story of the gospel.
It's phenomenal. So it's a place right outside the old city walls today.
Yes.
But at the time of Jesus,
Still outside the city. We were always outside. We're about 200 yards away from Damascus Gate.
Okay. And it's an old quarry, right, in that area?
An old quarry has a figure in the rock face, the face of a skull, Golgotha, possibly.
Yes. So it was found because of someone was looking out the old city walls and saw that skull on the hillside.
General Charles Gordon. There sometimes it's referred to as Gordon's Calvary.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he got some people in England interested in the property. And in 1894, they purchased the property, and it's been open to the public around the world ever since.
So he saw the skull.
Yes.
The stone face there, but then he discovered there were tombs.
The tomb had been already discovered, and then they noticed the skull, and he connected the dots.
Okay.
To say, the way he reads the scripture, this may be the place.
This may be.
And his friends were interested enough to retain the property and operate it today.
Okay. And it's just a lovely place. It's a beautiful garden setting. You've discovered some things from even the first century time there, like an olive press, right?
A wine press was discovered in the property 30 years after they purchased the property, which we think gives it validity of possibly being the garden of Joseph of Arimathea, the one that took Jesus's body off the cross.
Yeah, so it's a lovely place, absolutely peaceful.
Yes.
And the birds, the trees, the plants, and a beautiful place to sit and fellowship with the Lord and reflect upon the price he paid for us.
Yes. We want it to be that. We want it to be an oasis for the people to come reflect on who Jesus Christ really is, what he's done for us, and the good news and the hope he offers. So when you're there, you not only get to go see the sights around the facility, but you have a time to get together with your friends and your group to have communion, take the elements, and also a time of worship and song and prayer. So we want it to be a meaningful time. And we hear back from our visitors, and it usually is.
Yes.
Sometimes we hope it's life-changing, but it's always meaningful, and it's one of those memories you don't forget.
And, of course, you have a lot of people visit there that aren't even Christian.
Yes.
Because it's just a well-known tourist site to see.
Yes.
And so your guides, you always present the gospel.
Always. We think we're one, if not only, place as you visit Israel to present the gospel. So everybody that walks through the garden gets to hear the good news.
And do you have a testimony or two to share with us?
Well, certainly about being there at the Garden Tomb.
Yeah.
first visit, it just is a time to reinforce your belief that, yes, Jesus actually died in this place. It kind of gives you a hesitation sometimes to think you're walking where this event may have taken place. And then when you have an opportunity to go into the empty tomb and to think this may have been the place he was laid and rose again, it's a feeling that you can't ever sense unless you're there personally. And that we want everybody to have that experience.
And of course, that famous door that goes to the empty tomb, and what is written on it?
Well, he is risen. Now, we have a lot of conversation about the door, Susan, okay. So this is interesting. So we have old pictures that the door was there. It's a wooden door, and on that door is inscribed, "He is risen." But recently, we took the door off for certain reasons, for traffic, safety, and other things. So when people come, that's one of the first things they comment on if they've been there before. What did you do with the door?
And of course, I bring it up.
So you may be one that says that.
And of course, now we use the Garden Tomb during the Feast of Tabernacles for one of our prayer services.
Yes.
And so we fill it up with people and they're worshiping, and we so appreciate the ability to do that. It's a very, very wonderful setting for a worship time, communion service.
Yes.
There at the tomb.
Well, we appreciate you coming to our location, to the Garden Tomb, and allowing the people you bring to have that experience. We always look forward to the time when your groups come, and hopefully we see you many, many more times in the future.
Well, you know, as you know, we used to have way too many people at the Feast of Tabernacles, so we had to divide them up into numerous groups, time, you know, shifts, and then with COVID and then the war. But this year, we were so grateful to be able to have 500 people at the feast. It was a miracle.
Yes.
There were flights canceled that week. And how all those people got there, a lot of testimony there. But this year, we're really hoping to triple that. And hopefully now, war is going to be over for a while. Of course, they're still fighting. It's not over, but it's a lot safer in Israel.
Yes.
I think tourism will just begin increasing. And let's hope that they have a nice long period of peace so that tourism can really get back up to the numbers that we had at the feast. But I think this is a great little promotion here to come to the feast this year, and you can go to the Garden Tomb
right
as a part of it.
We want to leave the message. The Garden Tomb is open. Israel is open.
Yes.
So we have seen visitors all year long, and I am amazed that you bring groups, but other people around the world
yes.
come to visit Israel even now.
Oh, well, so. They're there, and you go in, and in the garden, there'll be a Chinese group over here and an American group over there and Spanish over here, and it's just amazing.
It's interesting to listen to the music blend together. You may not know the words of the people, what they're singing, but you know the melody and you know the song.
Yes, they're singing An Amazing Grace.
Yes, and you'll recognize it.
So, Dennis, your background is you were in the aerospace industry?
Yes, ma'am. I work in business and general aviation all my career. So people that fly private airplanes, we were servicing those airplanes or working for the manufacturer of those airplanes.
And in what country?
Say again?
In what country?
Well, all here in the U.S.
In the U.S.
But for some foreign manufacturers,
okay.
Like French
okay.
and Canadian
uh-huh.
and Japanese. So.
And so you retired and you're volunteering at the Garden Tomb.
Volunteering at the Garden Tomb along with other things around church activities and things in the community. But the Garden Tomb is one of the special experiences that we consider as a privilege of a lifetime.
So do you live there or you go over for short periods or?
When we're usually asked to come as a volunteer from the U.S., because it's a distance to
yeah.
get there, we normally plan on 2 to 3 months or even longer.
Okay.
And when we're there, we live on the property. There's accommodations there
that
are very nice. And we become residents of Jerusalem.
Aww.
So it's very unique opportunity.
What a blessing. And you're right there next to the old city. You can just go in and go down to the wall
We can be to the wall within 20 minutes walking.
Minutes, yeah.
Everything's close.
Yeah. Well, we just we'll put a link in the show notes today to the Garden Tomb so any of our listeners can go and see it online. But we invite them all to come to Israel so that they could go and see it for themselves. He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dennis.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.